Almost all of them were wearing swan outfits like Ellen.
"I'm sorry I'm late, Madame," said Ellen in her croaky voice. But instead of telling her off, Madame Jolie fixed her attention on Mirabelle, who had followed Ellen and was fluttering her arms behind her back like wings. Ellen expected the teacher to be furious, but instead Madame Jolie clapped her hands in delight.
"Yes, yes, that is just the movement I have been trying to teach you all," she said. "Everyone watch this little newcomer and copy her. Arms back, fingers spread out, and flutter. Well done, my dear. You move just like a real swan."
"That's because I am one," replied Mirabelle. "A wicked sorcerer turned me into one, and I see he's been at work here too. There's a whole flock of you."
Madame Jolie laughed. She obviously didn't recognize Mirabelle as the girl who had once been so cheeky in her class.
"Ah, you know already the story," she said. "That is very good. Now join the line, please."
"It's not just a story," said Mirabelle. "It's only too real. Unless we can discover the spell to break the magic, we'll all be swans for the rest of our lives."